So the learning today should be a schussi l'nishma satir chaver chaim elaz ben shem shenariyeh as well as a schuss benil and shama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Tzion. So we continue in the Archos Hadikim in Shaar HaGaiva, where on page 63 he says the following. He says, continuing with the idea of bad gaiva and good gaiva, he said there is a certain level of gaiva that's required, and he gives examples. He says, he said a person has to wear proper clothing that befits your stature, and it's also for someone to wear a clothing that has a stain on it or is dirty, or that's ripped, but they also shouldn't be made like the clothing of a balgaiva. So there's a balancing act here. Don't make clothing that is all disheveled, but at the same time don't make clothing that's overly fancy. The food also should be clean. You don't have to eat like a king, but plain food, mashke and drink, based on what you can afford. But not to, you know, eat and drink in dirty kelim because you're trying to humble yourself. You might be over the love of Baal Tishaktu. So everything should be done with cleanliness, which means everything should be done with moderation. His table and his bed should also be clean, and all of his affairs should be in this type of moderation. His body too should be clean and not sweaty. He should always take care to wash his face, his hands and feet. His whole body from time to time. And I would add to this, to wearing deodorant. Sometimes you walk around and it smells terrible, it smells awful. But part of that is part of being a respectable member of Klal Yisrael is that you present yourself in a bakava deka manner. And that means that you don't give off an offending odor. Kasher mitzina v'Hillel HaZaken, like we find by Hillel HaZaken, b'shar shayah nifter mitamidav, at the time when he was dying, hayah mahalich v'halich imam. So, they asked him, where are you going? Not when he was nifter from this world, but when he was parting from his Talmidim. So first he was going with them. Where are you going? I'm on my way to do a mitzvah. What mitzvah is that? I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah of taking a shower. Is this a mitzvah? Yes, it is. If the statues of kings, if they put, when they're set up in the theaters and the circuses, the one who's appointed, he cleans them, he washes them, he polishes them, they and not only is he fed for them, but he's also, you know, lifted up to a very prestigious pedestal. So I should have raised with some alakim that was created in the form of God or the Musalakim in the image of God. How much more so do I have to wash? Do I have to take care of my image? The Oidich said, furthermore, it says, Kal Pal Hashem Lemaneu, that everything Hashem made for himself. Everyone who's careful in this, not for the reason that you want to look fancy, that you want to impress others, but rather you do it l'shem shemayim, afal b'she'elu dvarim nirim k'may gaiva, even though it looks like gaiva, that you're saying, I'm dressing, or I'm washing, or I'm doing any of these things, k'mon she'kavanos l'shem shemayim, yesh b'zeh mitzvah g'dayla. So Taka, like Hillel said, there's a big mitzvah in taking care of your appearance, and that's what it comes down to. It looks like you're taking care of your appearance, it must be about gaiva. We're saying, no, if you take care of your appearance, in moderation, but to a level that befits your stature. You don't look like a schlump. You don't look like a disheveled person. So then in that case, it is taka, a very big mitzvah. Now let's do a little more. Now he gets into the gaiva that's to do with a person's wisdom and ma'isim tovim. He says there's two aspects. One is good, one is bad. Hagaiva rahi, what's the bad gaiva when it comes to chachma, ma'isim tovim, mashiyavaza b'nei adam b'libay b'piv, chulam chashuvim kitanim b'suchim b'einav, is when a person It thinks about other people as small, inferior, and he praises himself constantly as being the smart one. Because of this guy, he'll never admit to the truth because he thinks that he knows everything. He'll always appear in his own mind like he's doing a better job than everyone else. So he'll think that he's smarter than everyone else, that he does nicer actions, he does bigger mitzvahs than everyone else. And he's constantly glorifying himself with his wisdom and with his actions. Because he wants to be praised and honored for his words. About this, Shlomo says, that let a stranger praise you and not your own mouth. And this ties in beautifully to something we did when we did the Beis HaLevi. This idea of if you're gonna pressure other people to praise you, you're gonna come off looking desperate.
Is it
And if
just me? Tom, I can't hear you.
we lost you. We lost you.